like to look at Isaiah, the 8th chapter. So in the first 8 verses we have some judgment proclaimed upon the land of Judah. The Lord is inviting over the Assyrians, not only to conquer the apostate nation of Israel, but to judge and rebuke the almost as apostate nation of Judah to their south. The Lord's people have rejected his provision, pictured as the waters of Shiloah, and therefore he gives them the mighty rivers of Assyria. And yet there is hope. The waters will go up to the neck and no farther. And the land, though it be occupied by the Assyrians, it is still Emmanuel's land. It still belongs to God. It will still be the stage upon which Messiah will come, the Messiah whom Isaiah sees a number of times throughout his prophecy. And then we come to that 9th and 10th verse, which I wish to briefly consider this evening. Verse 9 of Isaiah chapter 8. Be shattered, O you peoples, and be broken in pieces. Give ear, all you from afar countries. Gird yourselves, but be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, but be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak the word, but it will not stand. For God is with us. And I only want to focus on 2 verses tonight, rather than the 8 we considered last week. And as you may have guessed, there is quite a degree of repetition within those 2 verses. So let's just remind ourselves, God has told Judah, I am bringing over the torrent of Assyria that will wash over your land. It will not destroy you, but you will be chastened thereby. And then there is a change of emphasis in verses 9 and 10. Be shattered, O you peoples. And the best interpretation I think of what Isaiah is saying here is that God, in fact, is, having spoken to the people of Judah, is now turning eastward to the peoples of Assyria and the others who are coming over. Now, we know that in the Old Testament, God uses pagan nations to rebuke his own people. He raised up Assyria. He raised up Babylon. He raises up Egypt. These pagan nations are often used to judge his own people. And yet those pagan peoples, though they be the tools of the God of heaven, are not exempt from God's judgment themselves. He judges them as well. And a great picture, of course, is Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, in the book of Daniel. We know that the Babylonians were used to judge Judah, and many of the Jews were carried away to Babylon, such as Daniel and the 3 Hebrew children and the others besides. And yet Nebuchadnezzar himself, he's judged in the book of Daniel. He who thinks he's, you know, the king of the world, a god among men, ends up eating grass like an ox. God humbles him. So I think that the peoples referring to here are those very Assyrians whom God is beckoning over. Though God is using them, he will in fact judge them. And again, God uses opposition. God uses evil for his own purpose. That is why our God is a sovereign God. In the book of Job, Satan does all he can to expose Job, to hurt Job. And yet he does so with God's permission, not because God enjoys watching what Satan does, but because God knows he can derive some purpose and goodness through Satan's activity. And yet Satan himself, we know, is going to be subject to God's judgment. So these peoples, they too are going to be shattered. They are going to be broken in pieces. And the Assyrian Empire, and later on the Babylonian Empire, and after that the Persian Empire, were often alliances of a whole load of nations working together. By definition, an empire is one nation that has taken over other nations. And the peoples here are going to be broken up. The Assyrian Empire, which right now seems, when I say right now, at the time of Isaiah chapter 8, not right now, if you go to find Assyria now, you'll find there's not really very much there. That's my point. The Assyrian Empire does not last. In its day, it was high and mighty. But it did not last. The Babylonians sacked it. But their empire did not last. The Persians attacked the Babylonians. Their empire did not last. The Greeks attacked them. Their empire. That is actually the point of the book of Daniel. Kingdom after kingdom. Beast after beast. But one kingdom is coming. Which will cover the earth. And it will never be replaced. It will never be conquered. For that is the kingdom of our Christ. But we're not there yet. At the time of Isaiah's writing, the Assyrians are the mightiest power the Jews and the Israelites can behold. But they too will be broken. Give ear, all you from far countries. Listen to what Isaiah is saying. You think you're mighty because God has brought you over. But he brings you over to judge Judah, but you too are reserved for judgment. You too will be broken up. Gird yourselves, but be broken in pieces, we read twice. How intriguing. In other words, dress yourselves for battle, put on your armour, get ready for war, but it won't do you any good. In fact, says Isaiah, I'll tell you it a second time for free. Go on. Dress yourselves for war, prepare the armour, sharpen the spear and the sword, and you will for a season be permitted to invade and vanquish. But your days are numbered too. If I judge my own precious people of Judah, how much will I judge you, O Assyria? You will be broken up. You will be destroyed. You too will be scattered. Take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. The Assyrians can plot and devise whatever strategy they will. It won't work. We have a picture of this in Psalm 2, where the kings and the rulers of the nations take counsel together against the Lord. Let us break his cords. Let us break his chains. And what does God do? He laughs. As if. Take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak the words, but it will not stand. And it might be there are prophets in Assyria, prophesying how great Assyria will be. It will conquer the earth. It will conquer everyone. But they won't. It might be the kings of Assyria. And they have some wonderful names. Sennacherib, Shalmaneser, Sargon. And these are powerful, dreadful rulers you would not want to cross. No wonder Jonah looked forward to judgment raining down upon them. They can speak all the words they want, but it will not stand. Why will it not stand? Because the God of heaven has spoken already, and his word will be fulfilled. The Assyrian Empire, which appears to be so huge and powerful and terrifying, it will be broken to pieces because God has declared it. There is no evidence of that while Isaiah is writing. But Isaiah knows if God declares it, that's all the reason you need. But there is a little gem in verse 10, which I kept till last. For God is with us.
Emmanuel.
Now, if you look at the structure of verse 8 and verse 10, they are quite similar. The land is going to be judged. He will pass through Judah. He will overthrow and pass over the Assyrians, of course. With the stretching out of his wings, will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. The land of Emmanuel will be judged. But those who come to trample the land of Emmanuel will also be judged. And Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus Christ, Son of God, he is both Saviour of those who trust him and judge to those who reject him. He is one who calls judgment, but he is also one who stays judgment. He is the one who chastises his people, but also avenges his people. And Isaiah is saying to the community of Judah, judgment is coming both upon you and on the Assyrian. I don't watch the news. I know some of you sometimes share things going on in the news and I innocently look at you and have no idea what you're talking about. I looked at the BBC website today and is that a storm in a teacup? Or are we on the verge of World War III? I don't know. I don't know. So let me tell you what I do know. Nations rise and nations fall, but God is with us. God judges that nation and this nation. Judgment also begins with the house of God. But God is with us. And Isaiah is prophesying great and terrifying things. An Assyrian invasion, but also the collapse of the Syrian Empire. But in both prophecies, what does he say? God is with us. Amen. Amen.